So I've come to Needham Market to speak to Leslie Moore. Now, Leslie works in John Day shop. Independent bookshops have suffered over the last few years, haven't they? I think something like 25% of them have closed.
It is a worry. You do kind of think, well, what can I do? So you'll find a lot of independent bookshops are bookshops, but they do sell other things as well, just to help them along slightly.
I've walked through the post office and the shop, which is also a bookshop.
Yeah.
And now we've come around the back and I'm surrounded by ceramic objects. So this is your ceramic art workhouse. Is that right?
It is. It's our ceramic studio, which has been going for 2 years.
So that's the example, I guess, of bookshop, you know, doing other things to make sure they keep open, to make sure the money's still coming in.
Exactly. I mean, we love our books and everybody loves books, you know, but as I said, I think it is a dying breed, which is quite sad, really. So, you know, that's why other people, you know, you are looking at other things to bring the money in.
Obviously, independent bookshops are struggling. Now, there's this new campaign on the internet which works along with independent bookshops to try and help boost their sales, to try and help give them extra money so that they can survive. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's called Hive. It's run by one of the book distributors that we use. And what they've done is each shop has its own website, or you can use the main website and then choose the bookshop.
Right.
So what they actually do is you can go on, log in, look for the book you want, find it, and then you can kind of choose if you want it delivered to the bookshop or if you want it delivered to your own house. So you've got the choice of two.
So it works in sort of a very similar way to online bookshops and things such as Amazon and things like that, in that you're still ordering offline, you're still getting discounts, but at the same time it's still helping out independent bookshops.
Exactly. I think that's what's happening. You know, we want to try and be the same as such and be able to offer those discounts. And so many people use the internet, and I think independent bookshops, we've got to look at doing that ourselves, which is what Gardeners has done for us.
Okay, so how do you think online sales have affected high street sales? Because obviously they're a lot cheaper. Do you think they've had a big impact?
I do. I do think they have. And it is. I know it's sad, but I think nowadays with the economic kind of what we're going through at the moment, you've got to look at getting a good price. And I'm afraid the online can do it slightly cheaper than, of course, we can. So I do think we are suffering. The only thing that we can do, which is better, is our customer service. Mm. So hopefully, you know, that's what people look at and think, well, yes, we can do the customer service side of things and we can search quite easily for books for them and get them very, very quickly.
The traditional values of going into a bookshop, picking up a book, looking through it, that's important, isn't it? It's important that that survives. And what do you think that offers that online books don't offer?
Going in, picking up a book, opening the pages for the first time, it's just that feeling. And it's, this might sound silly, it's the smell of a bookshop. You walk in and you think, yeah, you know, this is a bookshop with an independent, or, you know, you can go in there, have a look at it and, you know, feel it and make sure it's the right item, really.
The online website that we've been mentioning, how do people access it? Tell us about that.
Go online, put in hive.co.uk. You will have to register as a user.
And would you encourage the folk of Suffolk to use these websites? Because it really is supporting the independent bookshops, isn't it?
Please do. I'm not going to say anything different there. You know, please use us. You know, please use those websites. We don't mind you using them because they are to do with independence. And I own two independent bookshops and I want them to keep going, and I want the children of the future to be able to use them as well. So, yeah, as use them as much as you like. Sharing different